live momentarily. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Steven Podcast. Vegan Steven Podcast is a parody of a podcast. Vegan Steven's fictional character. All characters invested in this show, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. Man, that was pretty good for one breath, wasn't it? Damn. Fuck yeah, man. Gotta pat myself. Don't, as they say in Ireland, don't hurt yourself, pat yourself on the back. Because, and self-praise is no praise. Oh, it is gas, Lads have no time for, as I said before, sometimes, you know, being a fictional character on that, you get a bit of an ego and go, oh, I'm class. But if you try that shit in public, in a bar with all your mates, they're like, sit your ass down. Anyway, sure, here we go. So we're talking about Madeleine McCann. And today we are, she's been unfortunately or fortunately, whatever. Today's date is, as usual we don't know, but the time is 11:25. It is your morning espresso. It is June 2020, the 6th. It is a Saturday. So some of you might be holding your heads, being like, oh, what did I do last night? Who did you shift? Did I shift me mate? Did I shift me boss? So my main experience with Madeleine McCann is telling very horrific jokes about her. I don't know if this classifies as hate speech or whatever, but if you're easily offended, as you know, the Vegan Steven podcast is strictly over 21s, and so it's got to be highly offensive. Alright? If you're still here, oh man. We used to go on this website called Rotten.com, I think it is, or something like that, and it used to be just jokes that would be... What you normally do is get something that you're not allowed to joke about, so kind of a sensitive topic, and then put something horrific beside it. So, it might be anything. It's like shock humour. Alright, so once again, you get something that's very... You're not meant to make fun of any passage. Like, do not joke about this no matter what. And then you just go fucking 90 down the fucking freeway and make it as horrendous as you can. And just start throwing in stuff that's people, and then people will be nearly getting sick listening to the joke. Okay? So, you've been warned. As I said, I was an immature little lad and I was kind of pissed off. Just been like, oh, why is this Madeleine McCann on the news all the time? I had no emotional attachment or whatever. I thought kids were silly. Didn't really understand. And so, I don't know, loads of kids just kept making up jokes and they were going around school. I can't remember any of them, unfortunately. So I'll have to quote other people who aren't me on the internet. And I think the only way I can get away with this is if I go, oh, that's awful. Shouldn't have said that. And it's direct quotes from them or something. Because otherwise I think it comes with hate speech or something. I'm not sure. But that's what we're going to do. So... I'm talking about this because a new case thing has been broken in the news. And it says... I probably have to go over the history of Madeleine McCann, unfortunately. Maybe everyone knows it to death. Who knows? But... an awkward one, because I'm not meant, if you make the slightest joke, just, oh jeez, that's very inappropriate. Alright. There's been a new lad found in the German prison in connection with the whole Madeleine McCann thing. No jokes to be made. So why she's in the news again? 1 hour ago, Christian Bierenkner was flagged as key Madeleine McCann kidnap murderer. So this German lad floating around in a kind of a caravan they use as his base, and anyway, we'll get into all that details. thank the squeaky floorboards on backing vocals there. You hear them. I used to do this podcast with shoes on, and it used just in the background you used to hear, boom, boom. I was like, what the fuck is that? Listen back to the podcast, it turns out it was just me walking around, just massive fucking earth shattering footsteps because of the compression. And you know, if you have anything on radio, it's just fucking super loud and compressed. But yeah, so Madeline McCann. Oh, jeez. There's a trick actors do sometimes to keep in peak performance, and people like Prince do it, David Bowie, loads of actors and stuff. Anyway, the trick is that you don't eat around performance time. So ideally, you get up, do your performance, and then fucking get on or whatever. Because when you don't eat, you're like more alert. Because me, for example, if I eat, I always overeat and just fucking pass out and fall asleep. So yeah, so you can hear the old gurgles and gumbles sometimes in the podcast, which fucking gas. Stomach just going, feed me. Why are you filling me up with acid coffee, you silly billy? It makes you super fucking alert. Because I guess when you're hungry, your senses are a bit peaked because you're kind of uncomfortable. And it's that uncomfort that is... As you know yourself, it's about staying out of your comfort zone. Because, as the Dwayne Johnson says, The Rock, when your comfort place is a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. So, yeah. Sure, he's a ripped fucker. Where's that going from? I just saw, what's the fucking, sometimes builders, no, it's a builders, fucking lads lose water weight before a weigh-in, because lads before weigh-ins matches, they have to lose a load of weight or something to get in the weigh-in, and then they put on loads of weight so they're as much as possible or something, so that they have more power behind their punch or some shit. I don't know. Well, it's basically they try to cheat on the weigh-in to make sure they're below a certain thing so they're in. I don't really know what the fuck it is. Yeah. But anyway, how they lose a fuckload of water. You can lose a fuckload of water weight, but you just put it back on, like, because it's just fucking water. But one thing they do to lose water weight is fucking hilarious. They, the funny videos I saw was just lads working out. But to make themselves sweat, they just fucking put bin bags over themselves. They're sweating balls and fucking bin bags. I think they also use like fucking saunas and all this stuff, and they stop cut drinking or something like that. Like, not pints, but to keep them up. But, man. Mike Tyson's some lad. He smoked fucking weed every day of his life. Even before fights, like. What a trooper. What a fucking trooper. Jesus Christ. Like, before they fight. Jesus. He also said he was mad for riding. He said he just fucking, he'd just get it out of the way, like. So he wouldn't have to worry about it the rest of the day. There's this myth. You always see Irish travellers going on about, I'd stay away from the woman fucking 6 months because of you. fucking superhero rejects, like, I am Stumpy Jack from fucking Farmer Banishlaw. I'm gas. If you ever want a good laugh, look up Traveller Fight call out videos. And it's like a really, really fucking shit WWE and WWF and all that. It's like wrestling or whatever. It's always like, it's like Coronation Street or like a really cheesy soap. What's it? Is it Home and Away? Alright, it's like Home and Away or Coronation Street or a Spanish soap opera kind of things. They're bitching about you slip my wife. Man, she fucking she told my dad to have an abortion or something, I don't know. Just outrageous shit, right? So fucking yeah, Irish Traveller call out videos. They're like fucking I lent you my USB key. I can't even remember the fucking see you Tommy I lent you my fucking, I'm after losing the confidence now. I can't remember what the fucking accent is. It was you that started this with the USB sticks and the internet. I can't fucking rage, man. Your accents don't matter, do they? It's just fucking gas. It's like, yeah, they're just like, they're fucking calling each other out to fight. I think there's money involved or something. It's like a kind of an underground gambling thing. The families put money in the fucking thing. It's a whole fucking thing. Fucking fascinating documentaries about it. It's fucking so interesting. It's fucking class. But we gotta stick to the subject, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta stick to Madeleine McCann jokes. That is right. Alright, here we go. So, there's this lad, and he... Switch to the B-roll. So, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Ring that, tick that bell. TikTok, Vegan Steven Music. YouTube, possibly Vegan Steven Music. And Instagram, Twitter. The Twitter machine.
There you are.
Best place to get your comments noticed on the YouTube
page.
For a chance of getting them read out on the show.
Madeleine McCann.
Alright. German authorities ignored tip about suspect 2013. Christian Bianker was flagged as key kidnapper thing. Madeleine McCann, latest new suspect leaked to missing German. She's German? Oh man, I'm so confused. Alright, so this woman went... Jesus Christ. Rough story. Is fucking, there was a load of kids in a room, I don't think the window's probably open or something, who knows, and big story because there was a load of doctors and they're on holiday, fucking grand, their kid goes missing, alright, they're all white, so that's good, the news loves like white, cute white kids, the news are like, fucking brilliant, we can get some serious mileage out of this. There's loads of people saying like kids go missing in the ghetto every day. Fucking no news coverage. But they're fucking hammering this. Anyway, should listen. Ba ba ba. Money jumping on the Black Lives Matter cause fucking hashtag because everyone else is fucking. Anyway, Madeleine McCann, German authorities ignored tip off about suspect. Grand. So what's interesting is Daily Mail, name and shame him, Bourenkier, but he's already in prison. So this lad's in prison, right? And I think he's in prison for having sex with an underage girl. So that doesn't look good. And fucking yeah, there you are. Alright, so there's a new suspect in the news thing. It's a big news story And what happened was fucking right. It was a big hoo-ha about it because they were doctors and they gave sedatives, I believe, of some description to their kids, and they were out drinking pints. But to be honest, they did it in the best fucking way you could do it, ish. Not really, I don't know. They checked on their kids every half hour and they took different turns to do it. And I guess they had experience giving sedatives because they were doctors or something. I don't know. But the public lost their fucking mind. They were like, oh my god, you gave your kids sedatives. Oh my fucking mind. And everyone was like, oh, the parents did it. Oh, jeez. And it was a big thing because you'd be talking to your neighbours about it. Being like, oh, jeez, who do you think did it? Oh, it was definitely that lad down the road, man. He was a fucking dodgy man. He was between this time and this time. And fucking, yeah. It was one of those things, loads of people had their own opinion about it because it was covered to death. And every few years, be like, oh, new evidence just came out. And then fucking they dropped the case, and there was loads of public outcry from them to take the case back up. And so it was very in the public eye. And there you are. Okay. Let's see. So the kid went missing. Every so often in the news there's like an update on what Madeleine McCann would look like today at the age of, I don't know. They keep bringing it up. Okay, McCann, suspect linked to disappearance, German boy of 11 years. Portuguese police insist. This is the Sun. The last one was extra.ie, excuse me. The Sun says Portuguese police insist they did pass on McCann, suspect name to UK. Express says Madeleine McCann, disappearance. McCann's moved by big public reaction to appeal. There's just loads of people going, oh, the parents definitely did it. Oh, gee, I'd say they fucked it up and then they buried the body and all of it. And there was loads of shit going on. I think the Portuguese authorities were like, parents did it, case solved. And then at one stage, because it always is the fucking parents, like, so, or at least someone close to them, like, it's very rarely. Anyway, so it turns out this lad was a known predator. And he was fucking, he was in the area at the time, and he has a text or something linking him very, even more close to the area, and he did it before, so it fucking seems, who knows. Anyway, the Daily Mail says, McCann witnesses say Christian Burank, that's B-R-U-E-N-K-E-R, is the man she saw near her apartment. Oh my word. So there's a whole thing about, saw people around and all these things. So they think there was someone like looking in the window, and it was something like they saw a lad looking in the window every so often, and that he did stuff and all this stuff. They're just, everyone in the area got fucking, they were like, oh, was it the fucking, oh Jesus, was it the cow down the road? The cow was looking particularly suspicious that day. Normally the cow was eating grass, but that day she was driving a cow or some shit. I don't know. Everyone got it. And every few years they'd be like, hey, Madeleine McCann, suspect, oh Jesus, raped US tourist, 72, in a villa, just 10 minute walk from something. Jeez, 72? It's a bit of a fucking, Jesus. This lad's, jeepers, creepers. I don't think I even have the stomach to make the fucking Madeleine McCann jokes now. Ah, oh, lad. See, we got desensitized to it because we're hearing it all night and all day. The Birmingham Mail.co.uk. Missing McCann is alive and living under identity with a German family. A psychic who works for the police has claimed. A psychic? Would you ever fuck off yourself? Oh, Jesus. Psychics. I didn't want to get political and bring psychics into this, but. Political. Oh, laughing at my own jokes. Right, here we go. Metro. Officer investigated joke about Madeleine McCann's parents. Oh my word. So. Female cop and mom, 48, investigated for mocking McCann's parents. Oh my word. This is. How could anyone. How dare they make McCann. Let's see what they said. Hope it was funny. Come on, loopholes. Alright. Paula says, this is the mirror.co.uk. So what is she? She's a mother of one. And she was so bored in coronavirus lockdown, she would even go on holiday with Madeleine McCann's parents, Kate and Jerry. Oh! So she might be a parent. The parents did it! It's like Cluedo. And, so that's not even bad, like, that's not even fucking bad. The fucking jokes I've heard. It brought in a new wave of jokes, the dead baby jokes. And they were like jokes you'd just fucking, you'd nearly pass out from laughing. Because it's one of the funniest things is when you know you shouldn't laugh at something. And it's like, you're with someone's whispering to you in school, like, and just, you nearly think you're going to have a fucking asthma attack, even though you don't have asthma. Okay, you can't fucking breathe, start convulsing. But the absolute lulls, because you're not supposed to laugh at that time, especially not about that. So let's see, here we go. Bristol Police Professional Standards Department is now investigating it. Oh, for fuck's sake. You're not allowed to have a fucking life. Anyway, whatever. Excuse me. Yeah. There's loads of people just going, parents definitely dead, parents definitely dead. As I said, I never really gave a flying fuck about it. I just always hear fucking everyone go, so it kind of just seeped in. And, because now, you know, older person, kind of interested by, oh jeez, murder cases and all this stuff. But at the time, I was like, here, listen, lads, I want to just play a video game or whatever the fuck it is. You know, just no time for this. Right, here we go. Scenes of sign of rebellion, making jokes about some. Professional standards, yada yada yada. Alright, Grant. Oh, James Law says, picked her time for a sick comment. Should be thoroughly ashamed. These people are in positions of trust. They can do what they like. Hope she is disciplined, made to apologise for them to the McCanns. How stupid, says Kelly. And Power Attack says, police humour, like the McCann's humour, can be quite dark. It is a way of dealing with a highly successful job where the danger is very real. Stressful job. While you might be upset by it, don't appreciate, at least understand where it comes from. This lad's a fucking amateur psychologist here. Psychologist, one of the jobs. Or else an amateur janitor, I'm not sure. Generator, he's an amateur generator. it. Okay, I am a war veteran and seen many pretty horrible things in a far few campaigns in some of the showiest warning hots. Alright, we get the idea. Dark humour helped us through very, very dark times. But, capital all caps, but. Yeah, but. There's a time and a place to be honest, silly sassy. Silly lassie. Oh, jeez. Was that a sexist microaggression? I think it might have been. Alright. Man, that joke is fucking so mild. So fucking mild. Man, they're showing loads of pictures. They're really fucking name and shaming, aren't they? Fuck me. Alright. All-time hottest joke in abduction. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Sickopedia. That was the joke place. Alright. So I've got... Just for, you know... what's that word called? Reporting reasons or something. Oh, jeez. TikTok is filled with dad jokes about McCann. Jeepers. Okay, here we go. Alright. Is this the McCann? Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? I don't know if this is any good, but I don't know where the best ones are. Alright, I'm ready up to go. Who's Ralph McCann? Okay. Alright. You ready? Just for investigation purposes, Sickopedia.net. Here we go. A brand new car is being... I'm trying to think if I missed that. Here we go. A brand new car... Because you won't understand these unless you know. Here we go. A brand new car is being launched in Portugal. See, we wouldn't fucking... Kids wouldn't understand this. Please, I don't fucking... you've already lost me. Because I didn't know it was in Portugal to now. Which includes space in the boot for a child. It's called Renault McCann. There you are. That's pretty mild, like. Jesus Christ. Quite ironic how Kate McCann's book, Madeline, costs about the same price as a babysitter. Oh, these are fucking so mild. Alright. because people are giving out, oh, would they not just get a babysitter? Oh, yeah, sure. I don't know. I know two people who McCann. Don't get that one. Madeline McCann just has beaten Osama bin Laden's hide and seek record. Right, to be honest, these aren't even tickling me. Anyway, whatever. Today is the 10-year anniversary of Kate and Jerry McCann's newfound fortune. Don't understand that. I've seen an artist's impression of how the Madeline McCann would look today, 10 years after her disappearance. There's a space, so I guess this next bit's the punchline. I know how accurate it is, but I don't know how accurate it is, but I was expecting more sketch marks around the mouth. Stretch marks around the mouth. Oh, jeez. I think I get that, but I'm not sure. Hey, Jerry, shall we take Madeline... The parents must be called Jerry and something else. Kate. No disrespect to Jerry or Kate. Thoughts and prayers. All praise to... what's his name? Allah. Hey, Jerry, shall we take out for tapas with us? Should we take Madeline out for tapas with us? Nah, Kate. Let the kid nap. Alright, some kind of pun there. Okay. I've just finished reading Kate McCann's book, so she must have came out with a book. Why would she have a fucking book? Anyway, she has a book, so fair play to her. Anyway, I won't make any things about that. Here we go, moving on. I've finished reading McCann's book. Okay, so she must have a book of some kind. She left the door open for a sequel. Oh, so she must have left the door open or something. What's got 8 feet and 10 toes? The McCann family. Oh, sorry. What's got 8 feet and 10 shoes? The McCann family. I don't fucking... These are... I don't understand any of these, man. Fucking... Anyway, here we go. Da-da-da-da! I'm gonna have to bring in the big fucking boys, because this website is fucking mild. Fierce mild. These are just like... Oh, so grand. So grand. Alright, we're going in again. This is called sickcore.aussie.websites.net. Joke, subcategory. Alternate. Alright, here we go. Here's one. Jose Macaroni, Mo, so he must be something to do with it, has said he wants to go back to Portugal and never be seen or heard of again. The McCanns have offered to help. Shit. So, there you are. And the world 2020 social distancing... And the world 2020 social distancing champion is Madeline McCann. Alright. Now these are so fucking mild. They're not even... Oh, Jesus. Lads. It's just... I think it's a disgrace how the press treat Kate McCann. So that must be the mother of the... So I've emailed her my full support, given her my full support, okay, to let her know if she needs any help. My door is always open. So she must have left the door open or something for a bit of air, or so they could check on them or something. I don't know. So they were on the... there was like a fucking... It's in their defence or whatever. Well, I guess don't drug your kids. But they were very close to their kids or whatever-ish. Like, it was... Have you ever been to, like, a holiday resort thing? And it's, like, a closed-in kind of holiday resort thing. And they have, like, the apartments. And then you look down, it's a swimming pool. Well, they were kind of, like, just having drinks beside the swimming pool. And they're right beside the apartment complex where everyone lives. Kind of thing. I don't know. There was a lot of hints at a cover-up and stuff, but who knows. Okay, here we go. I think it's disgraceful how the press treat... Yeah, wonderful. Got it, want it. So it's got it, want it. Me looking for pictures on the side of milk cartons. Oh, shit. Oh man, that was fucking... Yeah, okay. That was a lot more dark than... Oh Jesus, okay. Kate and Jerry McCann advent calendar is a bit shit. the windows have all been opened and some cunt has nicked all the chocolates. The Kate and Jerry McCann ad McCall is a bit shit. The windows have all been opened and some cunt has nicked the chocolates. Maybe that's clicking with you. I'm not being tickled. My laughter button's not being... Alright, do you agree that Victoria's... Oh, just getting to Joseph Ritchell there.
Jesus.
Now, this may be highly offensive, so here we go. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, this might be a racist joke. Maybe this was a really, really, really bad idea. Oh, God. Alright, this is a quote by someone called Schumann. So, yeah, here's what it says. Muslims over there, this isn't going to go down well, so apologies to everyone involved, have stopped helping the search for Madeleine McCann now that she would have been 16. Don't quote. I kind of see what they're hinting at, but I don't quite get it. Alright. What do Madeleine McCann and jokes about Madeleine McCann have in common? Neither will ever get old. That's like an old standard. Okay, here we go. McCann jokes. Okay, here we go. So this is upjoke.com. So I think these are kind of... I was expecting those other ones from Sickpedia to be like fucking horrific. And they're all grand. Nearly. Like some of them were a bit... One was like a little bit political or something. But... I don't know. Here, what do Jerry McCann and Thomas Cook have in common? Unfortunately, I don't know who Thomas Cook is. Both will take you on holiday, but they won't bring you home. Okay. So it seems like some people were really... See, when they were given their... They were doing some... Not the... Yeah. Some people blame the parents. Anyway, who knows? There were no charges or whatever. So... So they did a documentary on Netflix about the Madeleine McCann. Alright. 8 episodes, roughly 8 hours. And if you watched it, you watched her more than her parents did. Oh! The difference between a car and Madeleine McCann? I don't have a dead car in my garage. That is the quintessential foundation of the dead baby joke. That's classic rigid formula. I like it. What's the difference between a car and Madeleine McCann? I don't have a dead car in my garage. Yeah. So you'd be saying, that's the kind of one you'd be saying on the building site when you know, no, no, no. That's the kind of joke you say, you look over your shoulder and like, right, no one's listening. And then you say that in there, and you just hear people go, ah! It's like slapping the table. Because it's so bold. It's so bold. It just fucking factory reset. You just fucking smash my brain. I don't know how to compute that, and you just fucking start scream your head off laughing. And then there's someone beside you, oh, that's awful, you shouldn't say that. But then they secretly are laughing at that. Do you ever notice it's always fucking arseholes who's like screaming laugh with you, and they go, no, you actually should not make jokes like that, because that's very blissful. And you're like, hey, mate, You just cried yourself laughing there, alright? You should be paying me right now. Hey! What's the difference between Madeleine McCann and Grant. What new Madeleine McCann documentary on Netflix was great and all? That new Madeleine McCann documentary on Netflix was great and all. So there's been countless documentaries about the whole Madeleine McCann thing. And, oh, God. As I said, it's just a fucking household name case. And it's like a reference point. Because you're just like, oh, jeez, what happened there? And they're like, oh, jeez, Madeleine McCann job. And you're like, oh, fair enough. One of them. And kind of tells you. Anyway, what's the difference between a car and... Right, moving on. That new Madeleine McCann documentary on Netflix was great and all. It just felt like there was something still missing. ... Right. So that must have been the joke or something. Alright, here we go. I saw the new Madeleine McCann documentary last night. Don't want to spoil the ending, but they got away with it. Jesus. I was going to post my best Madeleine McCann joke, but my parents would kill me. Right. Not everyone can get away with murder, but I know a couple who McCann. A bit of a pun there. I know a couple who McCann. I think what was so... See, a lot of people didn't understand, but when they saw the interviews with them talking to the press or whatever in the public, that's when people went, oh, they're kind of saying some stuff a bit unusually there. What's that? What's going on there? Just some of it just kind of like just fucking felt a bit forced or whatever. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Do we have any more? Oh my God. Does this mean I'm going to be disciplined now because I made a bold joke? Who disciplines YouTubers? Podcasters. Might count as complete smut. Look, but I'm not even. These aren't even shocking enough. Like, I don't, like if I was gonna get cancelled or something, I'd want it to be for telling at least a joke that was fucking funny, or like, I'm probably just so used to these jokes. So I don't know. Here we go. Baby, baby, baby. Alright. Oh, this joke looks like a million years old. Alright, here we go. Here's some, you know, the other side. Alright. Madeleine McCann jokes. Okay? So, I just want to... Just to preface this, here's some reactions, because you know I'm not saying they're good. So here's the other side. One lad says, "You are sick. Why the actual fuck? Why you would be writing about a child getting taken? What is wrong with you?" All right. So there's a lot of outrage there, and perhaps rightfully so. Another lad says, "What's wrong with you? What the fuck?" Grania says, "These are really sick people. Why are you joking about child that is missing, abducted, and most likely raped? Oh, shit. Yikes. Forgot about that last one. Balls. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Alright. So, yeah, you can see just general people's reaction. So here is, oh my god. So here's a very highly inappropriate joke, and I do not fucking approve of it whatsoever. Okay. Here's an example of what, this is from a lad called, sick individual, called Chucky. He was wrong! And he should resign from Google or something. Here now. What is the difference, he says? What is the difference between Pope John Paul II and Madeleine McCann? Got me black. The Pope died a virgin. Bum, bum, wah, wah, wah. Okay. What is the... See, I think what happened was when I was a bit younger, I thought these were fucking hilarious. I don't know. Here we go. Maybe they are hilarious. What's the difference between Madeleine McCann and... Madeleine McCann jokes. Okay, what's the difference between Madeleine McCann and Madeleine McCann jokes? Madeleine McCann jokes will get old. Yeah. There we go. What's the difference between Madeleine McCann and Gary Glitter? Gary Glitter is a... I think he had sex with boys and... something on holidays or something. I don't know. Don't sue me, Gary, please. You had that one good song. Anyway, here we go. What's the difference between McCann's and Gary Glitter? Gary Glitter comes back from his holidays with more kids than he left with. Jesus, does he? Fuck. Oh wait, Gary Glitter. Is he that other weird guy? Oh wait. I think I'm getting mixing up my celebrities here. Alright. Is Gary Glitter that really weird guy? Anyway, let's keep going. A new car being launched in Portugal with space in the boot for a child. It's called Renault McCann. Alright, that must be just fucking the best one going. There once was a young child called McCann. She had an irresponsible daddy. Man, I thought this was a lovely fucking poem. Anyway, let's keep going. Snatched from her bed, she probably died raped by a Portuguese badly. That's not even slightly a poem. Fuck's sake. Anyway, alright. Maybe that's like a limerick or something. Who knows? What's the difference between Madeleine and a boomerang? Boomerang has come back. Right. Remember, drinking alcohol can seriously harm your baby. Especially if you're in Portugal and can't be arsed to pay for a babysitter. I think that's my favourite one. Because I think that one's like, not... I think you could... maybe tell that and people go, oh jeez, that's it. I think everyone at the table would be like, ooh. Mm. Yeah, I think that would be alright to say. So we'll let's have a little look at any other Madeleine McCann stuff. Okay, here's some little bit of history. Madeleine McCann disappeared on the evening of May 3rd, 2007. What a year, 2007. That was before the bang. That was on the bang. Recession. 2007, from her bed in a holiday apartment at a resort in Praia de Lis in Algarve region of Portugal. The Daily Telegraph described the disappearance as the most heavily reported missing person case in modern history. Parents Jerry McCann, Kate McCann, which are currently trending, missing for 13 years and 6 days. And there you are. Jesus. Here's a little thing by oh shit. Did Madeleine McCann parents do it? Says oh, it doesn't say. Must have been deleted. Anyway, who knows? So yeah, new suspect disappearance, alright. We think Madeleine McCann is dead 2 days ago. So I think people were still fucking holding out that she was alive. And of course, like,
statistically,
that wouldn't be likely, but surely. There's always hope. McCann, German authorities ignored tip-off. McCann, that's just reading some headlines there. Sky News, The Sun. Again, suspect linked to disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Alright, so we have a little Wikipedia thing here. And let's just have a little look at what it says on Wikipedia. Any little bits and bobs, because they've written extensively about the whole Madeleine McCann thing. Like, this is a huge fucking file. This is a Netflix documentary out. Label actions, okay. Very good. Media and trial. The inquiries. Jesus. Okay. So you retract the text in the area and stuff. Gamble report. Loads of different fucking inquiries. And private investigations. Jesus. Lads raising money. Inquiries closed in 2008. And any other little bits? McCann returned to the UK. And stuff about sniffer dogs, yeah. There was stuff like they found a lot of blood in the apartment and all, and they were saying that it was cleaned up, and the dad fucking rented a car and drove off somewhere and then came back. Like, there was a load of stuff that was just like, ah, jeez, that seems a bit odd. But, yeah. So, yeah, the police were. It's an uproar because people said the police just said, ah, the parents did it, and they felt like they stopped looking for other sources. So, anyway.
That's what a lot of the uproar is about.
Sounds like a Angelus, doesn't it? Right, so I think you're well informed there. Just having a look at the Wikipedia thing, there's nothing major. There's just loads of like never-ending details. Oh, they saw a man walking down the road with a fucking kid. That was one other thing in his hands, but they didn't know if it was just like just someone on holidays because their kid was tired. And there's also there's fucking all sorts of shit. There's the restaurant tapes. Over breakfast, Madeline asks, "Why didn't you come when?" And I cried last night after the disappearance. Her parents wondered whether this meant someone had entered the children's bedroom. Her mother also noticed a large brown stain on Madeline's pajama top. A large brown stain? There's just fucking never-ending little... could have been this random lad who was there last night. Oh, no, maybe it's this lad. And... you're only told, like, fucking three sentences about the person. Watching these documentaries, it's like, oh my god, it was him. But, because you don't have all the information available. Because, yeah, so... A lot of times, documentary makers just
mix fact and fiction a bit and hype shit up. And the word,
all the documentaries are like, it's like, we'll fucking, you sit there like a fucking idiot, watching an hour and a half documentary, and you're like, wait, and then at the end, it's, we'll never know. God damn it, I was watching this documentary to fucking learn something and all you're giving me is fucking more questions. Fucking prick. Alright, listen, that is the end of the Vegan Stephen podcast. I hope you weren't too offended. I was hoping to offend you a lot more, to be honest, but I didn't look particularly hard, but you look. And have an awesome day. Check out the merch. Stay in contact. Every single day, over and out. Have an awesome life, you big pup.